Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Dr. Jerome Corsi reported yesterday from Montebello in Ottawa on the Security and Prosperity Partnership Summit, pushing for the expansion and continual integration of the North American Union superstate. He went through the security perimeter this morning. It is a total police state lockdown, and he's not answering his cell phone. He's always been very punctual, so we hope he is not been detained. They also admit that sometimes they have in these secure areas cell phone scramblers, or it might not be working from inside the big structure he's in. So we'll continue to watch that. Connie Fogel of the Canadian Action Party is also there. She's going to be popping in. We've been able to get a hold of her. Also, Camille McWhorter, she is the mother of one of my graphic design people, Michael McWhorter. And she started listening to the show, finding out about this. She's a mainline, nice, conservative lady. She went up there to observe it for herself with her friend. And they're actually in Montebello. They were able to get in. And she's going to be joining us coming up in about 30 minutes. Then we've got Dr. Michael Coffin for 30 minutes to talk about his new film exposing man-made global warming as a global tax fraud. And then Sal Costello in the studio. We're going to have ABC local in here. I'm talking about the toll roads. They called us, want to come over here or whatever. Sure, it'll be another hit piece. But c'est la vie, I don't even care anymore. Just put the enemy in front of me and I'll do the interview. I will be on the field. I will not back down from a fight. So, jam-packed broadcast lined up. If you heard me earlier, getting into the mother of all hit pieces, and I mean the mother of all hit pieces, if you go up to PrisonPlanet.com, and you go there, you can read Viewer to See History, Channel 9/11 piece as a straw man hit piece. Paul's got another article coming out off of my notes that I wrote watching it. It is the biggest, most out-of-control hit piece I've ever seen. But I want to come back and play John Gibson, Fox News, attacking me yesterday. We don't have time to play Medved or Neil Bortz or all the rest of it. But this is what they're doing. They are coming after me, folks. And they're doing that because they know PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com and JonesReport.com have been able to get people motivated. They've been able to get people to take action. And they want to somehow, I guess, destroy my name, thinking that will somehow hurt the movement. And that is not going to work. And what you do is you realize we're hurting them. First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win. They are doing this, and some of us get crushed in the process. I know I'm putting myself out there. That's what men do. We're supposed to do that. I can't help it. These are evil people, and they must be fought. And the bottom line is this. Everybody knows the mainstream media lies now. Everybody knows they're a pack of crooks. And when I say everybody, I mean 80-plus percent now are completely sick of it all. Both parties have 14% or lower approval ratings. It's shot. And the jig's up, and your scams don't work anymore. And I want Popular Mechanics and Hearst Publishing and NBC and this Brad Davis liar to know that you've just discredited yourselves and all the trick editing and all the trying to make me look like a walrus and make Dylan Avery look like a space alien isn't going to work. And you are what you are. You're scum. You're pathetic, anti-American liars. And people are going to find out cell phones don't work at 50,000 feet like you said they did. And they're going to find out that the fuel oil tanks didn't cause Building 7 to come down. NIST admits they didn't, but you say they say that. And they're going to find out that you're a pack of liars. They've already found out. But they're going to find out that it's not just some bias, liberal or conservative. It's a Pentagon bias. And then we're going to find out that the Pentagon doesn't work for America anymore. As the head of the Naval War College says, you work for the foreign banks. And then we're going to take this country back. People are going to find out the NAU exists. The SPP exists. Amnesty exists. We're going to beat you. You understand that? We're coming for you.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real. And it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-894-3462. Learn how to get a free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-894-3462. That's 1-800-894-3462.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I told you we'd play this John Gibson clip where he attacks me, phony conservative that he is, desperate that his audience is learning about a bunch of traitors they are and how they're behind the Hillary Clinton campaign. Mainstream New York newspapers have reported that. The jig's up, you've been exposed. Okay, it's over for you. Just get that through your punk brains. You may have a few Prozac heads who are at 90 years old, but you don't have the rest of the country. We've understood the threat. We know what's going on. That's coming up. We were able to get him. He is inside Montebello. He is inside, at least he was earlier when Connie Fogel said she saw him go in. Joining us is Dr. Jerome Corsi, a real conservative, a real patriot, a real American. Welcome, sir.
Great to be with you, Alex. I just got out of the press conference. It lasted about an hour. President Bush, Prime Minister Stephen Harper of Canada, and President Felipe Calderon of Mexico, they're actually ending this summit early. It's probably the shortest of the three. They're all in a weak position right now in their governments. Bush is lame duck. Harper is a minority prime minister and under a lot of pressure from the other parties in Canada, especially over issues of the security and prosperity.
Well, tell us what they said. Tell us what you witnessed. Tell us the security.
Well,
give us the rundown.
The major thing was that they got asked by Fox News if the North American, if the NAFTA superhighway was real and if a North American union was what they were doing, and Bush just ridiculed the ideas. Bush's whole approach was to say, It's a conspiracy theory. It's just a political tactic to scare the people. You put out this political, you know, scare tactic of a conspiracy theory.
Just like they claimed that the amnesty plan wasn't an amnesty.
Exactly. It was a denial, but it didn't refute any of the substantive arguments. Bush did not talk about the Trans-Texas Corridor. He didn't talk about the RFID chips being put all up and down Interstate 35 by Lockheed Martin and Hutchison Whampoa. None of the specifics were addressed. He just ridiculed the idea. And Stephen Harper said, you know, our discussions are really pretty mundane and boring. We had a lot of discussion, Harper said, about jelly beans, because jelly beans are made different in Canada and in the United States. So we talked about how to make only one kind of jelly bean for North America. So Harper reduced the whole discussion to a discussion of jelly beans, and Bush ridiculed the idea.
Well, they talk to us like children. They always do that.
Always do. The only one who said anything intelligent on the issue was Calderon. And Calderon said, you know, the governments need to talk to their people and need to be honest about what's going on. They said, we need to have frank discussions.
But that's right. The Mexicans admit what they're doing down there.
They admit what they're doing, and they say that, you know, they need to have these discussions, and they're willing to have them because they see a need. They've got 10% of their population living in the United States as Mexican citizens, and Bush wants to say, oh, no, no, it's just a conspiracy theory. We're not a dual nation. Don't worry about it. Be happy. Don't think about it. It's all okay. That was Bush's answer. It was remarkable. I mean, I thought it was astounding that he scoffed at it. He ridiculed it. So I also see here there's a strategy. You've had now Vice President Cheney say there's no superhighway. We're getting attacked brand new as being conspiracy theorists. We're the conspiracy theorists, even though the Security and Prosperity Partnership.
Yeah, you've been out of town. Let me tell you. There must be a talking point. All over talk radio, I'm being attacked. You're being attacked. We're both being tied in with Ron Paul, and they're saying we're delusional and insane. I want to hear about the rest of the press conference, Dr. Corsi. I want to hear from you also about the type of security you saw. But here's just the first minute or two of John Gibson on Fox yesterday talking about how there's no North American Union and that we're conspiracy theorists. Here it is.
Do you believe that there is a conspiracy afoot among officials of the Bush administration? No, no, no. George Bush himself to merge the three countries, Canada, the United States, and Mexico. There is a, dare I say what I think of him, Angry Rich, or should I just play him and the audience will assume my point of view about him?
Now, speak the truth about him.
He is a nut. He is totally out of his mind, foaming at the mouth. He might even be a bit on the rabid side. In other words, you know, don't get dinner with him and have him, like, double-dipping in the guacamole.
He's a tinfoil hat-wearing jackass is what he is.
His name is Alex Jones.
Here it is with Gibson, who looks like Count Dracula.
He thinks that 9/11 was an inside job and that Bush and company are now trying to merge three countries into NAFTA-merica, I guess is what
Bush and the Illuminati, right?
Yeah, the Bush and the... And that anybody who doesn't see that is just a plain traitor.
You phony conservatives need to be strung up once you've been found guilty of high treason. For getting rid of our borders, for the North American Union, you know, James Woolsey sits up there and talks about defending America and how we got a glass parking lot, the Arabs all day, but he's not for controlling our borders. In fact, he was for the amnesty plan. And he was up there at the Banff Canada meeting last year running the SPP and the NAU.
Man,
it only gets worse.
He's got a little problem, doesn't he?
These people aren't patriots!
All right.
They're not defending the Republic!
All right,
let's go back to Jerome Corsi. So we're Illuminati nuts here. Now James Woolsey didn't go to the meeting last year, Dr. Corsi.
Well, Alex, you just heard the new strategy, and I'm sure it's going to be orchestrated from the White House down that will be attacked. Anyone who discusses how Europe went from a coal and steel agreement 50 years ago, 1957, to a European Union is delusional to think it could happen in the United States. And unfortunately, Alex, the American people aren't going to buy the dismissal and the ridicule any more than the American people bought the idea that we needed a Shamnesty bill passed in the Senate. You can't fool the American people by laughing at somebody's idea. Laughing at somebody's idea does not defeat the idea. If Bush and Cheney and John Gibson or anyone else want to talk about the issues that have been raised, you know, why Governor Perry vetoed the two-year moratorium that had been overwhelmingly passed by the Texas legislature to block this, the Trans-Texas Corridor.
Why did he go to Bilderberg?
Why did he go to Bilderberg? Why, in fact, is NASCO with Lockheed Martin and Hutchison Rompoa, the communist Chinese port managing company, putting RFID sensors all up and down Interstate 35? Why have our borders not been secured? Why are 10% of all the people born in Mexico living in the United States today? Why are Ramos and Campion in federal prison for shooting after a fleeing Mexican drug smuggler? These are questions that won't go away.
Why do the TxDOT and Federal Department of Transportation maps call it the NAFTA Superhighway?
Why did the Federal Highway Administration General Counsel write a letter to the Texas Department of Transportation threatening that if there were a two-year moratorium to block the Trans-Texas Corridor, the Federal Highway Administration was going to take federal highway funds away from Texas?
Why did Congress pass a law saying that they can't use federal funds to build the NAFTA highways?
Yeah, why are millions of U.S. jobs going to China with cheap, inferior Chinese goods coming in here in massive amounts in containers?
Why do the four-year documents that we got last year through Judicial Watch from BAMP say they want to keep it secret from us? I mean, does John Gibson, and obviously these are White House talking points, they're all saying them. They must have gone out yesterday. They're all saying it now. I mean, it isn't going to work.
Well, I'm sure that somebody in the White House came up with the plan, or they held a few focus groups, and they were advised that if they just go ridicule us and ridicule anyone who mentions these ideas. But, Alex, it isn't going to work, because just take a look at Europe. Europe did go through the process, is right now in the European Union, has a common currency, and we're along the same elite path. We're now back, you know, 1962 or 63 with Jean Monnet advising the European Union politicians not to too openly discuss their objectives and to ridicule anybody who suggests that their aim might be to destroy German sovereignty.
We're about to break. We'll have a final segment with you, Dr. Corsi, so you can go through any other developments that have happened. But tell us about security getting in there and what you witnessed, because we have another lady coming on who's there, just a family friend who happens to be there, and she says it was helicopters, troops, machine guns, rioting anarchists. What have you seen?
It's all of that. I mean, this is like a lockdown here. You've got two wire fence barriers, one of which is an impossible-to-climb mesh wire fence with security cameras on it. You've got Securité de Québec being brought in busloads with machine guns. You got the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, who are in charge of the whole security operation. You do have helicopters. You've got boats up and down the Ottawa River. It's a total security lockdown. Well, these three leaders are here and this meeting is going on. And once you're in this complex, it's so isolated, it's so out here in the middle of the, you know, Canadian woods, that you wouldn't know if there was protest going on. The press would never see it. There's no way the press would even hear about it. And yesterday, when I was out in the streets, I saw the police with the riot gear on. I saw the tear gas. We'd come on scenes after the pepper spray and the pellet bullets had been used. We were talking to people who described the whole issue to us, and we photographed it. So it's documented fact that the protests turned into a nasty police action, and largely that's been downplayed.
Well, I know that you'll have thousands of peaceful protesters and always 10 or 15 of these communist anarchists. I don't know how they're communists, want total government, but are also anarchists. And we've documented, Dr. Corsi, that the liberal think tanks fly them around and house them so the cops can then attack the peaceful people.
Well, I was over at Parliament Hill, which is over in Ottawa, and the peaceful protests there were strictly political, and they were other parties opposing the North American Integration Union under the SPP. It wasn't radicals. It was politics as normal opposing North American integration.
Stay there. Dr. Corsi on the other side will tell us more about the press conference he just attended and more about what he witnessed up in Canada. scene of the third annual Trader Fest.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that communism has stated that America would not jump from capitalism to communism, but our elected leaders would pass laws to socialize America, and one day we would wake up and have socialism, communism, and not even know how it happened? Have we seen this very type of socialization of America over the last 60 years? We've been pushed far down the slippery slope of socialism, communism, and don't even know it. Just as Nikita Khrushchev said, we'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live 52, visit researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchedherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Corsi is our guest. Camille McWhorter will be popping in. She's in Montebello right now. Also, Dr. Michael Kaufman next hour, Sal Costello as well in the last 30 minutes. New NAFTA superhighway toll road information. Now, you heard Dr. Corsi talk about Lockheed Martin putting up transponder tracker chips, taxation chips. They're announcing on local radio and TV, oh, yeah, we're going to have chips in your cars. You're going to pay that way. But by the time it gets to Fox News, it doesn't exist. Dr. Corsi, other key points you'd like to report on concerning just what you've witnessed there on the ground, what they said in the press conference, the mood of the press, the mood of the Canadians you spoke with?
There's one critical issue we've got to report on that came up in the press conference. Bush confirmed that military assistance package for Mexico to help fight the Mexican drug war, help the Mexican military fight the drug war, is under serious consideration.
Unprecedented escalation of bilateral military action.
And even Harper said, and this is, you said, one of the reasons we have to meet is because now we've got a continental problem that we can only solve if we all combine together, and the solution's going to be a military solution. George Bush said the package was under discussion. Like I reported in WorldNet Daily, they weren't ready yet to disclose what it's going to be, but it clearly involves at least military equipment and training. Bush said it wouldn't be 10,000 troops on the ground, but it will be a package of military assistance.
Well, that's how they always, I mean, that's how Vietnam started.
How Vietnam started, and how, and additionally, I don't see how, I continue to raise this question, how we're going to, the reason Mexico's military is losing the drug war.
Because they're running it.
Because they're running it. Half the Mexican military is in cahoots with the drug lord.
That's like saying you're going to hire Satan to deal with Beelzebub.
Well, you know, this is, again, one of the major disconnects. George Bush doesn't get that his open border policy has allowed 10% of Mexico's population, one out of every 10 people born in Mexico, to be living today in the United States.
And they have, on average, 4 children, so that 10 million is now, like we know, 40 million.
And it's going to be one out of every 5 people born in Mexico living in the United States as a Mexican citizen by 2010 and 2015. And George Bush cannot see, evidently, or does, he can see it, he just doesn't want it talked about, that we've already become a dual nation. He doesn't want to, the ridicule, Alex, means that he doesn't want the subject discussed. Because George Bush knows that if the subject is discussed, he loses on the argument.
Well, that's it. Out of sight, out of mind. They want it to, you know, basically the leech has been put on us. It's going to take us over and kill the country. It's close to doing it now. Even if we removed it now, we're in dire straits. They know that if we can admit we're ill, we can then heal the country. They want it to go to the point of no return.
Yes, and I mean, it's a fait accompli. When George Bush allows one out of every 10 Mexicans live in the United States as Mexican citizens, he comes to Congress and says, I can't solve this problem that I created. You want me to? I can't round up 12 million people. Well, he let them in the first place.
Well, that's what Robert Pastor keeps saying, is we're going to use crises to bring in the North American Union, economic, military, law enforcement, as you've been saying, and now they're doing it. But I get from you earlier that things didn't go well, that there was something in the air, that it was a failure. What makes you say that in closing?
Well, the three leaders this time were the most distant I've seen them. They were all three wanting to get out of here. This ended quickly on the excuse that the tornado, the hurricane that came through the Yucatan created a crisis that Felipe Calderon has to go home for. But it was quite clear to me that these discussions are being bothered, dragged, carried, you know, but the dissent to creating a North American Union, the NAFTA superhighway, all these issues that George Bush wants to ridicule and go away are significant roadblocks in what SPP wants to accomplish. And whether they want to acknowledge it or not, they're going to have to deal with the issues and answer the questions. Ridicule isn't going to solve the problem.
So you got from this that they're now starting to go into the defensive, that they're unhappy?
Yes.
And then in closing, the Mexicans are never going to put up with U.S. troops down there. They've been invaded by us twice, and Mexico City's been sacked by the Marines and by Grant. I mean, they're not going to put up with this.
And also, both Bush and Harper are under increasing domestic pressure for why they're involved so deeply in the Security and Prosperity Partnership. Neither one has sold this completely closed-door process to the people of either country. And Mexico appears to be the only one who wants to talk about it. Mexico,
Doctor,
is the only gainer.
Would you say that if we fight back, there's no way they can win?
100%, Alex.
Thank you.
Fight back with the truth.
Thank you for reporting from Canada for us.
Okay, thank you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24-7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Come, you masters of war. Here they build the big guns. Here they build the death planes. Here they build all the bombs. Here they hide behind walls. Here they hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never have done nothing. But built to destroy.
Yeah, John Gibson, you can hear my voice, can't you? And you know I truly am angry. You can hear it, can't you? I am rabid.
You put a gun in my hand.
I want you to know that we are for real here.
Ain't hide from my eyes.
All right. We're not playing games. We know you're traitors. We know you're enemies of this country. We know you're phonies. And we're going to continue to expose you. So go ahead and lie and say there's no North American Union. Go ahead and lie and say there's no amnesty. Go ahead and just tell whatever lies you want. But we're going to beat you. And we're going to expose your New World Order. Period. You can set your watch and warrant by that, my friend. I want to tell you about a brave new books. It's a physical bookstore right here in Austin, Texas, and it's just right down the end on the south side of the drag right at Martin Luther King and Guadalupe. You cannot miss it. It's got the inverted orange all-seeing eye of the Illuminati inverted, crushing into the ground. But it's also an online video and bookstore with literally hundreds and hundreds of titles. BraveNewBookstore.com, BraveNewBookstore.com, or 1-866-516-6623. They're great folks and a great sponsor and got a lot of titles that we don't have, so we recommend them to you, BraveNewBookstore.com, or check out their banner on the right-hand side of PrisonPlanet.com. And they have a book, Debunking 9/11 Debunking. You can get it here in Austin or online there, An Answer to the Popular Mechanics and Other Defenders of the Official Story by David Ray Griffin. It is excellent. And I certainly hope that you will get that from Brave New Books. Now, before I go any further and go to our next guest also, it might be good to occasionally plug that I have an online video and bookstore at Infowars.com. And if you're here locally, you can go to Brave New Books and get Terror Storm 2nd Edition or any of the 15 films I've made. When Endgame comes out in October, it'll be available at Brave New Books. But you can always get them at my website, Infowars.com. All the films I've made, the best books and videos out there, we found bar none at Infowars.com. And remember, your purchase of the books and videos funds the operation and what we do here. I mean, I'm over a $120,000 budget on Endgame. And I probably never even make the money back, but it's a love affair. We take the advertising and other funds and put it into the films. But you need to have these films. It's better than just watching them on the Internet, some scratchy download from some site that's got them. You need to get the high-quality DVDs from Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. Super high-quality downloads. Looks almost as good as iDef TV. I mean, they are so clear. The downloads we've got, especially for the new Terror Storm, it just gets better all the time. You can burn them to disc, burn them to CD all day long. It is an arsenal. It is a foundry of resistance. It is a armory of resistance, PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, folks, and it pays for the servers and several of the webmasters. And we couldn't operate the websites and what we do without PrisonPlanet.tv, so your membership also funds us. PrisonPlanet.tv, my book, Paul Watson's book in ebook format, hundreds of my TV shows, hundreds of in-studio special interviews, like the Sal Costello interview you're about to see, four parts, so we've already got two parts up there on eugenics, special pieces we did that accompany Endgame. They're up there. We videotape the Sunday show and post that every week. PrisonPlanet.tv, 3+ years in operation. Get your membership, $5.95 a month, or get a yearly membership and get 3 months free, PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, let's go ahead now and go to Camille McWhorter. And I remember a few months ago, Michael McWhorter, who works for a big graphics company here in Austin, but he did a bunch of graphics for us on Terror Storm and on Endgame, said, yeah, my mom's woken up to this stuff. She's learned about the North American Union. She's going to go up there, one of her friends. You know, she's a prayer warrior, Christian conservative. And she's going to go up there and see this for herself. And she did indeed go up there. And she did indeed go to Montebello and through it all. And they banned people getting in most hotels, most restaurants shut down. She was able to call a bed and breakfast and say, look, I'm just coming up there to see what's happening. Not going to be a protester. And the guy said, okay, you can stay here. And so she stayed at a bed and breakfast, and she's there right now. Camille, thank you so much for popping in and joining us.
Well, hello, Alex. Am I on?
You are.
Well, I'm in the most beautiful spot you can imagine. I'm looking down off of a railing on a terrace at three little deer feeding under me. I'm right on a lake. And Montebello sits right on the Ottawa River. And it's a beautiful little spot. It is so pretty. The weather's gorgeous. And if for no other reason, that's why I'm glad I'm here.
Well, you and a friend went up there. Well, what did you think of the security? What did you think of what you witnessed? I was talking to Mike, and he said that you saw, like, police dogs going down the railroad track. I mean, describe
what you... I'll tell you exactly what we saw. We came in Sunday. And as we came in, as you're coming into Montebello on 148 from Montreal, as we got near Montebello, we began to see the police guards, the Canadian police, along the side of the road a couple of miles before you get to the Montebello Lodge, which is where they held the summit. And we had a little bit of trouble getting through in Montreal getting through the airport. Because the guy was questioning us about whether we were coming to the summit or not. And I said, you mean the Christian summit? And he looked at me like I was crazy and let us through, you know. you thought two dumb little ladies are coming up here. They have no idea what's going on. But as we came in, this was Sunday, there were guards at both entrances of the Montebello Lodge, which is 6,500 acres of property. And so that was Sunday. They were already in place. And we got up Monday and we went downtown, and it was incredible. They had probably more police in Montebello than there were demonstrators and protesters, which came in about 12 busloads that day. And they were from everywhere. And they were all, you know, came with their soapboxes, but they were from everywhere. But it was incredible because lined up on one side of the street was a line, one right after another, making like a fence of policemen with all of their gear on, the shields, the face masks, the clubs, everything. It was, and then there was a railroad track adjacent to the Montebello Lodge, and they had guards standing on the railroad track with police dogs. They had erected a fence around the property. There was already one that was about 8 feet tall. This must have been about 12 feet or more. They had erected around this property so that no one could get in, of course. They had the police helicopters circling. We tried to get a boat to go down the river to see the lodge, and they said they had actual bombs, like mines in the river, so you couldn't get anywhere near the riverside of the lodge. They wouldn't let any boats by. They had cameras all down the fences.
And this is all because the state has now become the enemy of the people. You know, what else did you witness?
Well, we interviewed, because we were up here to get the different perspectives on this SPP. And they had a parade of protesters come through, Bush go home, Bush go home, Bush go home, that kind of thing. And we interviewed some of the people who were demonstrating, were very sharp and knew what it was all about, thought they knew what the whole agenda was, and that was to form the North American Union. And they had these huge posters they were carrying, with a picture of all of North America with the red, white, and blue flag coloring it, and they were protesting that, what they thought was the agenda behind the meeting.
But I'm told there were also some rent-a-mob anarchists causing problems.
There were. And the interesting thing to us is that it was on all the news up here, and I think only one channel in the United States has carried it. I haven't heard of anything else, and that was our educational channel, the Jim Lehrer News Hour.
Yes.
Carried about 20 minutes, not of anything that they took pictures of up here, but they were interviewing for 20 minutes the past Prime Minister of Canada and the past President of Mexico. And they interviewed them for 20 minutes. We did not see a single, they said CNN was here, because they tried to stay in one of the bed and breakfasts and take over, and they wouldn't let them have it. But we did not see any cameras, any TV people from the United States.
Well, when they met last year, it was secret. The meeting itself was in Banff, but then local media said, why are there thousands of people, all these top government people? And then there was this, and then we got the minutes, part of them out, then Judicial Watch sued and got the rest. And I don't know if you've read those, Mrs. McWhorter, but I mean, it says right there that they want to, quote, keep it secret how they're integrating the three countries.
We were told that Bush had in his entourage with him a group of business leaders. And that much we found out.
Oh, yeah, that's what
and
they do.
We don't know who they are, of course, but they were business leaders. And one of the protesters, what they were so outraged about was that there was no representation of the
people. Yeah, that's the point. They have a secret meeting with corporate leaders led by a NORTHCOM for the government, and that finally came out in mainstream news yesterday, what we put in Endgame, that this is really a NORTHCOM op. And you got James Woolsey, the CIA spook, who is there as one of the top people. And then again, the agenda is secret. We got the minutes, and it's ending our countries. So, I mean, just right there, what do you expect if it's secret, America? Mrs. McWhorter, anything else you'd like to add? I really appreciate you popping in with us.
We were really interested in the comparison of who were the most dangerous that we saw yesterday. And here were these police all with the clubs and so forth and the tear gas and the protesters who had none of that. Of course, some of them wore gas masks because they were planning on causing a problem. But I thought, who am I more fearful of? Because I was right in the middle of the mob scene.
Oh, yeah, it's the overkill.
And I said, I'm far more fearful of this, the police guard. And they spent $80 million on security to bring these leaders in yesterday.
To have a secret meeting, the North American Union.
To have a secret meeting. And my husband totally is, on the side of having it because he thinks it's all about improving the trade alliances and so forth.
But so it's secret.
Sees the conspiracy, and there's a group that absolutely looks at it practically from a trade.
But if that's the case, why is it secret? Why are governments meeting in secret? That's the bigger. Mrs. McWhorter, I heard you.
It wasn't any secret in Canada.
Well, I mean,
everybody knew about it up here.
Sure. I mean the contents of the meeting. I heard you're going to give your son Michael some of the video. I'd love to put it up on prison.
Some footage, and I did interview some people, and it was really interesting to get the different perspectives.
Well, if you send us that, we would love to post it on the website, and I really appreciate you being up there and getting your unique perspective. God bless you.
Thank you, Alex. God bless you.
Take care. Thank you for coming on with us. Yeah, that's great. Just small world to get to have her pop on with us for just a moment as well. Now, joining us is Debbie Morrow. I haven't had her on in weeks. And with this hurricane, it's just an example, hurricane season isn't over. With the flooding we've had all over the country, with water supplies shut down. I mean, four or five towns around Austin for months haven't had good water. And then they've been saying boil it. But that's not the reason to get a water filter, folks. The reason is that the fluoride, the arsenic, the mercury, the pesticides, the herbicides, the motor oil, the chemicals, all the dead bacteria, because the chlorine just kills the bacteria. You're still drinking it. The sewage that gets into it with all this flooding. I just bought another Big Berkey to give as a gift this week, okay? I mean, I believe in these. It's a no-brainer, and you get discounts because they're the national manufacturer of it. You're getting what some distributor gets when they buy 15, 20 of these at a store. Okay, their base unit's usually $300. You get it for $199 with a free gift. Sheltering in Place DVD about how to get your home prepared, or potassium iodate in case there's a radiological event. You take it protects your thyroid. Its number one cause of death is its absorption of uranium and its isotopes, one particular isotope. They've got the sports bottle that does 600 plus refills to make the water safe to drink. It doesn't do like the Big Berkey's that totally purifies it. And I wanted to get Debbie on quickly today just to invite people to call her. Debbie, good to have you on with us.
Hi.
How is your life going?
Alex?
Yes, Debbie, can you hear me?
Hi, there you are. I couldn't hear you well.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I was saying, how are you doing?
I'm doing just wonderful. We are working so hard, taking in all these orders from your customers. It's been really wonderful.
Well, I hope people give you a call, and I hope they get up off their hind ends and buy a Big Berkey at 888-803-4438, 888-803-4438, or go to berkeywater.com and tell them in the comment section that Alex Jones sent you to get those discounts and to get that free gift. Berkeywater.com, or link through at Infowars.com on the banner, or 888-803-4438. Debbie, briefly, tell folks about some of the filtration systems you've got.
Well, we've had a really popular model. The Royal Berkey has been selling like crazy lately. It's our 3.5 gallon stainless steel. We find that's the perfect water filter for a family, either, you know, from 3 to 8 people, because it does hold 3.5 gallons of water. Its capability from 2 to 4 filters. The filters will last approximately 3,000 gallons per filter. So with 4 filters in there, you're looking at 12,000 gallons of water before you need to replace the filters in it. And It works out really good for every day as well for in case of an emergency. I know that recently down in Corpus Christi, they had E. coli in their water, and within just 2 or 3 hours, the shelves were empty of bottled water in all of the stores. So, you know, it's a prime example. You don't have to wait for a hurricane or anything to happen before you have issues with your water. The people who had Berkey water filters didn't need to worry because the Berkeys will take E. coli out to a non-detectable level.
Bottom line, there's constant water problems, but the bigger issue is what's already in the water. You got to call. They got units from $199 up to $300-something bucks, and we like the little sports Berkeys. They do a couple gallons. They do dozens of gallons every few hours. They're just with two filters. They do, what, 6,000 gallons in their life. Folks, that'll last you years and years. Just give Debbie a call, 888-803-4438, 888-803-4438. Debbie, stay there. I want to talk to you during the break. It's been a while since I talked to you. I appreciate you coming on with us. We'll be right back, folks. I'm going to play the John Gibson piece. I'm just going to come out of break playing the John Gibson. I promise to play it. We'll go ahead and play it with his propaganda. He's upset that we're upset and that we realize he's the enemy of this country, him and the scumbags that run Fox News over there at the CIA. We'll be right back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Do you believe that there is a conspiracy afoot among officials of the Bush administration? No, no, no. George Bush himself to merge the three countries, Canada, the United States, and Mexico. There is a, dare I say what I think of him, Angry Rich, or should I just play him and the audience will assume my point of view about him?
Now speak the truth about him.
He is a nut. He is totally out of his mind, foaming at the mouth, He might even be a bit on the rabid side. In other words, you know, don't eat dinner with him and have him, like, double-dipping in the guacamole.
He's a tinfoil hat-wearing jackass is what he is.
His name is Alex Jones.
Here it is with Gibson, who looks like Count Dracula.
He thinks that 9/11 was an inside job and that Bush and company are now trying to merge three countries into NAFTA-merica, I guess is what
Bush and the Illuminati. Right.
Yeah, the Bush and the... And that... Anybody who doesn't see that is just a plain traitor.
You phony conservatives need to be strung up once you've been found guilty of high treason. For getting rid of our borders, for the North American Union, you know, James Woolsey sits up there and talks about defending America and how we got a glass parking lot, the Arabs all day, but he's not for controlling our borders. In fact, he was for the amnesty plan. And he was up there at the Banff Canada meeting last year running the SPP and the NAU.
Man.
It only gets worse.
He's got a little problem, doesn't he?
These people aren't patriots! They're not defending the Republic! They're here overturning our country!
I thought, you know, I listened to that, it's like, I've heard this before. It was in a movie, one of my favorite movies. It was The Big Lebowski.
Plus,
it was John Goodman.
Well, and then they come, and they pee on your f***ing rug. Am I wrong?
No.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, but...
Okay, then.
They want to line you and your family up and take your assets, and they want to gun you and your children down and throw you in pits. Chernoff's family ran ops in Russia.
I'm telling you, it's John Goodman, straight out of the Big Lebowski.
I'm talking all the neocons out there that think this is all real funny. The death of my country. The death of your country.
Tough talk, big man.
Ooh. Like, is he, let's say, like Ted Nugent, who really... Does it, or is it?
Let's be honest.
Is it just
he's the type
mouth?
Of guy that would soil his drawers if I looked at him the wrong way.
Joining me now, Jessica Wilson from the Houston 9/11Truth.org organization. It says here you're an expert on the North American Union, and I know that you went and ambushed President Fred Thompson about last month. What's all the foaming at the mouth about?
First of all, I'm not an expert. I'm actually new to this stuff, similar to many of you. And I don't know why you said I was foaming at the mouth. I was dragged away after asking the question.
Well, no, I think Alex Jones is foaming at the mouth.
He's really angry about it, and he has every right to be.
Well, he's foaming at the mouth.
Okay.
You know what? I have been concerned about the Trans-Texas Corridor because this is something that is being jammed down the throats of Texans by a Republican, Rick Perry, who is I'm very disappointed in Rick Perry. He tried to get every 12-year-old to take some pill without any expert opinion on it, just his decision. Fortunately, that got turned down. I'm a little worried about this Trans-Texas Corridor. However, the whole idea that this is conflating into some sort of amalgamation of the three countries strikes me as absurd.
The Trans-Texas Corridor is part of the NAFTA Superhighway, and the U.S. has had like a history of using low-wage or slave-wage labor, and this is just an extension of what...
Wait a minute, a history of doing what?
Low-wage labor, like slave labor and like low-wage labor.
Yeah, what's
and so it's just a continues with that. It's, our middle class is being forced to India, China, Mexico, Vietnam.
Stuff comes in from China and India and Bangladesh and Vietnam to L.A.
and
the port of Seattle every single day.
California. It hits our unions in California.
Well, no kidding. No kidding. But what's a North American Union?
Right. The North American Union is a part of all of this.
I mean, come on. This is all gobbledygook. Yes, we're bringing in stuff that costs cheap.
All right. Hey, Gibson, shut up. We got the documents.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.